But first, when you think of a gender equality issue, climate change might not be at the top of your mind. But for millions of people in low-income countries, how they respond to climate change is influenced by gender. In new research released from James Cook University last week, Dr. Jacqueline Lau has found four key gender assumptions in climate change policy all over the world. She says these assumptions are ineffectively tackling gender inequality in the face of a volatile climate. International Women's Day presents an opportunity to reflect on gender equality across all our world's major challenges, climate change included. I sat down with Dr. Lau to chat about her research. So, Dr. Lau, many of us might not think of climate change as a gender-based issue, but rather an environmental one. How might gender impact someone's vulnerability or resilience to climate change?
Yeah, so gender can have actually a really powerful influence on people's resilience and their experiences of climate change impacts, particularly in places where poverty is quite high and livelihoods are insecure and places that have higher exposure to climate shocks. So some studies have shown that in those places, women will work harder in poorer conditions as a way to cope with climate exposure, and men might migrate to find work elsewhere, but that work is often insecure and unreliable. The gender norms and relationships, or put more simply, the social and cultural expectations around what it is to be a man or a woman in a given society, actually shapes and constrains how people can adapt and how sensitive they are to climate impacts.
Your research has reviewed the literature on climate change and gender in low and middle income countries from the last 6 years. What gender assumptions did you find are being made in much of this policy?
So we found four assumptions. First was that women are innately more caring and connected to the environment. The second was that women are a homogenous group who are uniquely vulnerable to the impacts of climate change. The third is that gender equality is a women's issue, and that to reach gender equality in climate change, we should be targeting women specifically. And the fourth assumption, which is that gender equality is a numbers game. So this assumption posits that the way to target women is to include an equal number of women in a project or in a decision-making group. And the problem with these assumptions is they really give a very myopic focus on women as the target of gender equality and miss out on all the complex norms and social relationships that actually shape how gender plays out in terms of people's resilience and vulnerability.
So how are these gender assumptions in policy affecting people in their everyday experience?
Yeah, so these particular assumptions play out in people's everyday experiences when projects, this has been the case in development projects, come in and change the way things are done in the name of gender equality, but in ways that might play out really problematically for some people. So an example of this is if you assume that gender equality is a women's issue and you come in and target women, chances are that you might end up overburdening women. So women, and this is known as the triple burden, so women's workload is increased in the name of gender equality.
International Women's Day gives us a great opportunity to look at how far gender equality has come worldwide. But when you look at climate change policy across the globe, where are these gender assumptions affecting women most?
I think they're affecting women most definitely in those places where there is high poverty and an insecure livelihood. So it's places where perhaps there is a tension on gender adaptation and gender mitigation policies, but they really could be done a lot better, and they need to be done a lot better because those are the places that are going to be on the forefront of climate change impact.
You say we must disrupt and counteract these gender assumptions in climate policy and in practice. What role might more gender-specific climate research play in this?
Gender-specific climate research is really important to get an understanding of what actually are the gender norms and relationships happening in a given place and how are they shaping people's ability to adapt and people's resilience in a specific place. So it really takes what moves the assumptions away from being just a universally accepted truth to something that's grounded in reality and therefore something you can actually work with on the path to gender equality.
When we look towards a future of effective and comprehensive climate change policy in Australia, how can we avoid these gender assumptions and ensure that all people will be represented in this policy?
So I think one of the first things is to recognise that across a lot of different policies, there will be gendered impacts of climate change. So, for instance, in agricultural energy, just understanding that those will impact people in gendered ways will be really important. So there's been work showing that a rise in energy prices is going to impact low-income single parents more than others, and that around 80% of single parents are women. I think it's about attending to research that's happening around what those gendered impacts are likely to be. So, for instance, in agriculture, there's a lot of work around how ideas around masculinity, particularly in the agricultural sector, might be really connected to poor mental health when it comes to impacts from drought.
Dr. Jacqueline Lau, Research Fellow at the Australian Research Council Centre for Excellence, speaking with me there.